The U.S. House set aside $79 billion in what it called a fiscal stabilization fund for states. The Senate cut the fund to $39 billion. Most of the money would pay for schools and higher ed, but the rest could be used to patch up budgets wherever governors see fit. Wisconsin's share would have been close to $1.2 billion under the House plan, according to an analysis by the National Conference of State Legislatures. If you assume the Senate cuts are proportional across all states, it would give Wisconsin about $585 million less. Jack Norman is the research director for the liberal think tank Institute for Wisconsin's Future. He says the Senate stimulus plan would be catastrophic for state government.
We're already facing cuts in some important programming. We need to get some additional tax revenue. Already, it's a challenge, and if the feds aren't coming through with that, that's just a real total kick in the stomach to state governments in Wisconsin in particular.
Wisconsin would still get hundreds of millions in extra federal money from the Senate plan, but the difference from the House plan is dramatic. To make up for the lost funding takes program cuts or tax increases. And Norman says the only way you get at the scale of somewhere near $585 million without cutting is through something like a general income or sales tax increase. A spokesman for Governor Jim Doyle says Doyle is concerned about the Senate cut, but that these are negotiations that change by the moment. The governor was supposed to deliver his budget this week, but he delayed it to get a better idea of what the final stimulus plan will look like. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.